This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to companies that take political stands, not just with their campaign donations, but with their consumer marketing. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has the story.
This right here isn't a political advertisement.
Remember when America stood for things like honor, freedom, personal responsibility, and faith?
It's an ad for a Dallas-based cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. Joe Tedgerdine is a VP.
We're different from the other carriers because we donate a portion of your monthly subscription to conservative organizations and candidates.
Organizations like the NRA and the American Family Association. Tedgerdine says he feels like he sees more and more big corporations leaning left.
It's always irritated me because I always think, you know, I just want to buy your goods and services, but I don't want to support your politics.
Patriot Mobile encourages customers to avoid companies like AT&T and Verizon because it says
big mobile gives millions to liberal candidates.
Though federal data shows all the major phone companies also donate to many Republican candidates, hedging their bets. This model wasn't actually a conservative idea. It was inspired by Credo, an older left-wing cell phone company that donates a cut to activist nonprofits. Ray Morris, CEO of Credo, is quick to distinguish what it does from Patriot Mobile.
We're not funding hateful PACs. We're not funding the NRA.
Is all this leading to a world where Democrats and Republicans buy different internet and phone services, shop at different stores? Liliana Mason, a political science professor at the University of Maryland, says studies show that political cultural divide has already happened, with everything from cars.
Democrats obviously are much more likely to drive a hybrid.
Republicans go Land Rover to food. Republicans are more likely to eat at Cracker Barrel.
And Democrats tend to eat at White Castle and Popeyes more.
And campaigns use that info to micro-target potential supporters. But she says partisan marketing doesn't make as much sense for companies who don't want to alienate half the population. Still, there are people like Joe Tedgerdine whose politics trump convenience. For example, he doesn't like Starbucks because it helps fund Planned Parenthood. He could see an alternative coffee shop, say, located in conservative areas.
They could, you know, run Fox News all the time in their store and have it all donned out in elephants and red or something. I don't know. But
things aren't that splintered yet, not even at Patriot Mobile. It's still a small startup, so it contracts its service through Sprint, which, just like the rest of Big Mobile, donates to candidates from both parties with its own interests in mind. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.